Good morning, and welcome to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. I am Catherine Liu, a member of Prairie's youth group. Prairie aspires to be both an open-hearted and open-minded congregation. We welcome people of every ethnic and religious background. We welcome you no matter your color, sexual orientation, gender, or family structure. We welcome you no matter your age, your abilities, or your inabilities. Later in the service, we will invite visitors, guests, and returning friends to introduce yourselves so that we might get to know you better. On Sunday mornings, we provide a wide variety of services presented by a Prairie member, a member of the wider community, or by our minister, Sandra Ingham. Today's service will be presented by Aaron Liu, another member of Prairie's youth group. Our opening words this morning are Spirit of the Game, read by Marianne.
Spirit of the Game. Ultimate relies upon a spirit of sportsmanship that places the responsibility for fair play on the player. Highly competitive play is encouraged, but never at the expense of mutual respect among competitors, adherence to the agreed upon rules, or the basic joy of play. USAU definition of Spirit of the Game.
Now we will have the presentation.
Hello. As most of you know, I'm Aaron Liu. I've been at Prairie for most of my life. And for the last 3 years, I've discovered one of the loves of my life in Ultimate Frisbee. And for as long as the two of them have been in my life, they have been directly influencing each other. The rules of Ultimate are fairly simple. Just complete a pass in the end zone to score a point. You can throw as many passes in as many directions as you want to complete that final pass. Fail to complete a pass and the other team gets the frisbee. 1 point for every score, and games are played to 13, 15, or 17 points. Ultimate is played on a field similar in dimensions to a football field, but generally skinnier and longer. Ultimate sets itself apart from other sports because it is self-officiated on most levels. The players on the field make all of the officiating calls during the game. This spirit of the game is a piece of why I love the sport. Instead of third-party officials forced upon youth in sports as early as they begin, the decisions are made by the players, for the players. Spirit of the game, the mentality that oversees the self-officiating in the sport, is an easy pipeline for the expression of the Unitarian Universalist values in which I was raised. Now, the first principle in Ultimate Frisbee. So, the inherent worth and dignity of every person. In Ultimate, every single person on the field can make and discuss a call. Once you step out onto the field, you have the inherent ability to contribute to the officiating process. With this power comes the responsibility to listen to and to respect the opinions of other opinions and calls of all of the other players on the field. In a game with mixed genders, men and women and non-binary people of all shapes, sizes, and backgrounds and ethnicities can be on the same field, discussing the opinions and decisions of each other's. And sometimes it's almost like a UU church spilled out onto the field. The baseline respect between players on teams from thousands of miles apart is often awe-inspiring. I've been on the same field as players from Chicago, Denver, Iowa, Minnesota, Kentucky, and Massachusetts. But no matter who we were playing, no matter who I was guarding, no matter what the score was, all of the players on the field treated each other with a baseline respect that is wonderful. Respecting your competition before, during, and after a game, it's a major aspect of Ultimate and something that I really enjoy. One of the joys of my young Ultimate career is the spirit circles that follow every single tournament game. After games against our most bitter rivals, teams we were playing for the first time, or even playing games where neither team really cared what the score was, after the game you just get in a circle and discuss the game and give compliments to the other team and kind of give people the support that they deserve. And It's an atmosphere that helps me express the first principle of being at UU. Principle number two, justice, equity, and compassion in human relations. For the second principle, I'm going to turn my attention to the AUDL. It's the American Ultimate Disc League. It's an open professional Ultimate Frisbee League. Madison is lucky enough to have one of the better teams in the league, Madison Radicals. The AUDL is lucky enough. The AUDL is an open league, meaning that both men and women can try out for the teams. However, many people believe that due to the heightened availability and exposure of the AUDL has a responsibility to not only further the sport for men, but for women and non-binary players as well. It's the argument that with great power, you have great responsibility. These sentiments came to a tipping point at the end of December last year with the start of a boycott of the AUDL. And I personally have expressed support for this boycott and even sent a letter to the commissioner of the league expressing my opinions and suggesting solutions for the league. I found it easy to both express my support and take action in supporting the boycott because of my upbringing as a UU. The second principle jumped out at me and compelled me towards action in supporting progress in the sport that I love. Gender equity is both a high-profile and sometimes treacherous discussion in the Ultimate Frisbee community, and it allowed me to apply my UU principles to something I care about. Justice and compassion are other important pieces in my Ultimate Frisbee life. Caring for both your teammates and your coaches is crucial in any sport, and justice is also immensely important. Supporting a call that hurts your team but is the better call to make is often the hardest thing an ultimate player can do. Yet, learning and remembering the second principle makes it easy for me. Putting others above yourself and putting the right thing above what helps you get further are skills that I will need both in ultimate and beyond. And so long as I remember to use those skills from the second principle, I'll have Prairie to thank for it. Principle number three, acceptance of one another and encouragement to spiritual growth in our congregations. This principle is slightly more difficult to apply to Ultimate, because until Ultimate becomes one of those sports where its fans follow it religiously and with fanatic intensity, I don't believe there will be any congregations of the Church of Plastic Discs. However, there are two key words in the principle that I always try to apply to my Ultimate Frisbee endeavors: acceptance and encouragement. In a team sport like Ultimate, those are two spectacularly vital skills and actions to take. A team that does not accept and encourage each other is not a team. Teams require trust. Trust is built on a foundation of acceptance and encouragement. It is tremendously difficult to trust if there is no encouragement present in a team. It is even more difficult to trust anyone you don't feel accepts you. This is where I try to apply the third principle, to help create an atmosphere of trust, acceptance, and encouragement in my ultimate team. As a sophomore without much sway in the team, sometimes this is difficult. But the third principle keeps me at it, because I know that having been an incoming freshman just a year ago, even having one player that reaches out to you and encourages you to keep trying and keep working can make a world of difference. And if I can be that one voice that reaches out with acceptance and encouragement, the work is worth it. Being a UU has instilled values that work as the baseline for teamwork and that is invaluable in Ultimate. Being a good teammate is something that I always want to work on. And the third principle, as well as Prairie, are going to be invaluable tools on my journey to be the best teammate and person I can be. Acceptance is an additionally powerful skill, because despite how liberal the Ultimate community is, there are still clear race, class, and gender problems in Ultimate in the U.S. and worldwide. accepting everyone into the community is a necessary component to that if we as a community want to make any legitimate progress in the array of issues that confront the Ultimate community. Acceptance and encouragement are two skills that can mean the difference between chaos in a team and a cohesive environment. The difference between being the member of a team that erodes the unity that is of utmost importance in a team sport and being the teammate that keeps the team together through high and low. The difference between a diverse community that continues to grow and a stagnant collection of cookie-cutter athletes. Principle number 4, a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. I've talked about this a few times, but again, self-officiating comes back into play. A free and responsible search for truth and meaning is the general concept behind self-officiating and spirit of the game. The sheer number of times that I'll reference those two pieces of Ultimate illustrate their extensive impact on both my sport and myself. Spirit of the game and self-officiating simply allow me to continue my free and responsible search for truth and meaning. Discussion after a call allows all of the players to search for and find the truth about any given play. And the ability to call your own fouls gives you a responsibility to justly give the game and self-officiating meaning. Being responsible in your calls and in using spirit of the game gives spirit of the game its meaning. If players abused the ability to make and discuss calls, it would take away from the standard of Ultimate. That is why the fourth principle is so important to me. It encourages me to uphold the value of the sport that I love so much. Principle number 5. The right of conscience and the use of democratic process within our congregations and in society at large. Conscience has a clear application that I have yet to bring up, you know, spirit of the game and self-officiating. I could link every principle back to those two important concepts for Ultimate, which makes sense. The most important principles of my religion and the most important principles of my sport should have parallels that relate back to who I am becoming as a person. The use of democratic process can also be applied to being a team as a whole. As a team, we vote for things as insignificant as like what time we should practice or when we should practice or if we should practice if there's inclement weather, and things as important as who to pick to be our captains, who represent us on a daily basis in tournaments and at league games. The common trend among all those things is discussion, the groundwork for democracy. We, as a team, pour ideas and opinions into those discussions so that we can all make the best decisions. The right of conscience also is important in those discussions, so that we can all make the best decisions. The right, because every player is given the right to formulate their own decision of what is right for a given topic in which we are discussing and voting on. For any collection of individuals, such as an Ultimate team or a UU congregation, the democratic process is a meaningful aspect. Principle number 6. The goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. To discuss this principle, I'd like to bring up one of the most important charities associated with the sport of Ultimate. This charity is called Ultimate Peace. Ultimate Peace is a charity that is working in the Middle East to foster peace between Jews, Arabs, and Christians using camps, clinics, and training based on Ultimate and principles such as spirit of the game. By instilling values of teamwork, trust, justice, and compassion, Ultimate Peace is helping drive the region bit by bit into a place of peace. Other organizations, such as the AUDL Boycotters, are also working to create liberty and justice in the community and the world beyond. ERIC, or Early Recognition is Critical, a charity that works to educate elementary and middle school students about warning signs of cancer through Ultimate Frisbee Clinics, bolster communities by creating atmospheres of caring for yourself and others. This principle especially shows the reciprocality of the ideals that someone can hold dear. I can't have one set of beliefs about Ultimate and not having it affect being a UU, and vice versa. In this case, Ultimate helps make that goal of a world community with peace and liberty and justice for all closer to a reality for me. Additionally, being a UU makes me want to support and play Ultimate because it makes me feel like I'm closer to helping that idea become reality. I don't feel like I'm explaining this well, but essentially being a UU makes me want to be an Ultimate player and be proud of being an Ultimate player, and being an Ultimate player makes me want to be a UU and being proud of the fact that I am a UU. Principle number 7, respect for the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part. The interdependent web of all existence is, to me, at its very core, a community. An incredibly diverse community that feels the effects of one person's actions as they echo throughout this space that we all together are a part of. No one person can exist in the community without being affected by the other members of the community and also affecting the other members of the community. The web connects us from miles away and ties us to a set of values and rights that are considered basic traits of humanity. The community that we are all a part of gives so many things that we all share. The web has depth and meaning that can be interpreted in millions and millions of ways. This web and community is found in resounding strength in the realm of Ultimate. A simple 175-gram frisbee can spark discussion between strangers in a park. It can create friendships that last for years, and it can drive a community to become greater than the sum of its parts. And I have a great, deep-running respect for that ability. You can be displaced hundreds of miles and still be able to find a place in an Ultimate Frisbee community wherever you end up. Lots of teams stay with host families for tournaments, and that connection to the web that is the Ultimate community allows wherever you go to feel like home. After all, we are all part of this great house that is Earth, so we might as well make as much of it feel like home for the others that share it. I'm only 3 years into my Ultimate career, one that is likely to be a long and winding journey. I have yet to experience many things that are facets of the Ultimate Frisbee, but I'll get there. And when I do, I know I will have my experience and values as a UU to guide me. For a long while, despite coming to Prairie every Sunday, year in and year out, I didn't identify myself as a UU. There's this disconnect between my life for the rest of the week and the 2 hours I spent here every Sunday morning. My extracurriculars seemed further distant to my time at Prairie. I didn't discuss my religion with my friends or with other people. My position as an atheist UU seemed to distance me from some of my Christian classmates. Additionally, some of my feelings that sportsmanship and fair play should come above victory created divisions with some of my hyper-competitive teammates in sports like basketball. Ultimate, however, began to change a lot of that. Instead of feeling divided from the community I was in because of my ideas about justice and what was right in the sport, it brought me closer to my team and my community. By giving me a clear outlet of my UU principles, Ultimate made me more of a UU than I had considered myself before. The expression that came with Ultimate brought the principles with it. By bringing unity to my life at Prairie and my life beyond Prairie, Frisbee awakened a sense of spirit within me that hadn't been there before. This intangible sense that I belonged and that I could express that. This feeling of purity and joy just playing a game I loved while I was expressing the beliefs of the religion that laid a lot of the groundwork for my morals and ideals. Spirit can mean dozens of different things for different people. But whatever name you give to that sense of purpose, whether it's soul, inner destiny, or your part in a greater plan, finding that is something that can alter your life. Many people never find this spirit, and I am incredibly lucky to have found it for myself. And I have all of you to thank for this. In teaching me about the UU tradition, all of you have helped me become who I am today, and the person I will continue to become in the years down the road. Thank you. It's 7-on-7, so there's 7 players on offense, 7 players on defense. A point starts with a pull, which is basically a kickoff, so that one team gets the disc. As long as you keep completing passes, like, you can basically move anywhere on the field as long as they throw it to the offensive team to start the point. And then the offensive team passes it in between the seven players on the field and tries to work it up the field so that someone can pass it to one of their teammates in the end zone for a score. And that counts for 1 point. If you don't complete a pass, like, it gets defended or it goes out of bounds, then the defensive team gets the disc wherever, like, the disc was dropped or wherever it lands, and then they try and work it down the field and, so that someone can catch it in the end zone. Yeah, other direction. Well, ultimate is a non-contact sport, so anytime that there's contact, you can call a foul, and normally that's just, like, you basically stick your hand up and say foul in some way. There's lots of different, like, nuances, and there's a long rule book, but basically you just need to verbally announce that there was a foul. You need to say what type of foul it was and that sort of thing. Like, what kind of foul it was, why do you think it was a foul? And if someone, like, doesn't believe that it was a foul, you can contest it, and that just makes everything more complicated. Like, there's rules about what happens if a foul isn't contested, if a foul is contested, and all sorts of things. And then you can also make calls about, like, if you thought someone was in or not, and there's a lot of different dimensions with calling about, like, about different calls and the officiating process. I don't think it's going to spread into professional sports, but I think youth sports, if they start, like, introducing that, I'm not sure it's so much as old, like, the spirit of the game is going to be introduced to other sports. I personally think ultimate is just going to grow because of that aspect, and other sports are slowly going to start to fade away. That's the hope. I'm not sure if the AUDL isn't associated with Ultimate Peace, but they have some connections with ERIC, which is Early Recognition is Critical. Ultimate Peace, they're a really cool organization working in the Middle East trying to create peace through Ultimate. You can donate to them and ERIC. They're both nonprofit organizations. I think some of it was just that I came here so religiously. Every Sunday. My mom dragged me out of bed and made me come here and made me learn about all these things, and it turned out all right. It was based off of someone who was running an Israeli ultimate camp, and then, like, the founders of Ultimate Peace, like, they saw that, and they saw how, like, the good that it was doing, and they like, let's bring in not just the Israeli, the Palestinians, like, let's get everyone in there and get as many people playing Ultimate and learning about spirit as we can. I can say that I have contributed to that craziness. I have a reputation for playing in a Batman onesie. So I am very much a part of that culture. So in Ultimate, gender equity is a big, like, focus of what everyone is, like, what a large section of the people are trying to create, like, equality between the genders. And with what the AUDL has established and kind of, like, what their, like, with their elevated place, like, they're the most visible organization for Ultimate, really. People are criticizing them for not promoting women enough, because they have this place of established, They have the power to basically kind of control who gets seen for Ultimate, and there are critics that say they shouldn't just be showing the men. They want the women to be shown too. And that's the base of it. It's extremely complex with like just what people want and what people think the AUDL has a responsibility to do. Yeah, it attracts a lot of people like me. So there are lots of, like I have teammates that are UUs. There are a lot of two of my closest friends play Ultimate with me. So it's there are a lot of my close friends there. There are lots of people like me, and I feel would share similar values to me. Depending on the level that you play at, it can keep you in extremely good condition. There are like masters and grandmasters levels for people who are older and still playing. There are people that are playing 40s, 50s, and extreme. Yeah, it can be an injury prone sport.
Thank you all for coming today. You are invited to join us for coffee and conversation.